Every Wednesday, we're talking eats, and of course, we play the beats. This one comes to us from Aurora Magazine, their latest issue. The editor, Dave Perry, who we've enlisted as our tour guide as we go to this Asian superstore where Dave got lost for 2 hours shopping for stuff. Good morning, Dave.
Morning there.
Great article on the local taste of Asia. Tell us about this store, the Asian superstore called H Mart. Pretty big, huh?
It's huge. Aurora has a really big, diverse ethnic population here. So there's all kinds of markets and stores up and down Havana and in the southwest part of the city. But the biggest, without a doubt, is H Mart. And it's an Asian superstore. And we've been in there several times. My wife and I have been in there. And the more you go in, the more you wonder what some of these things are. And that's what prompted us to do the magazine. We found out we weren't alone. A lot of people like to go in there and choose a different kind of rice or some vegetables that are hard to find.
Yeah.
But there is so much in there, and it's all eye candy to look in it. But we really didn't know what it was for or how to cook with it or even if some of it was edible.
Yeah.
That's what started the whole thing.
Oh, maybe the theme for this is surprises. So before we get to the awesome and exotic fish market, I want to find out what these things were that – well, one of them looked like mozzarella cheese, not.
And that's what we thought they were. It's like, oh, cool, cheese sticks. Didn't know they had mozzarella down there. It's not at all. And these are different types of shrimp or fish sticks. And what they do is they bleach the fish and then make a pulp out of it. Other times they make a real fine paste out of it, and then they wrap them in what looks just like fish stick or cheese stick wrappers. Kids carry them in their lunch. People take them as snacks. They're really good. Most of them are very mild tasting. They have kind of like a fish and chips like taste to it. Some of them, not so much. This is definitely an acquired taste for some people. If the smell of cooking shrimp puts you off, these things aren't going to be your favorite thing in the store. For the most part, they're really good, dipped in weird sauces. Usually people like them spicy.
Dave Perry with Aurora Magazine gives us a local taste of Asia from the H Mart there in Aurora. Got stuck in there for a couple of hours. Carlos has been, you've been to the H Mart,
oh,
Carlos?
Yeah, I've been there not a lot, but I don't live in Aurora, but I have been in the H Mart on numerous occasions. Just like you said, Dave, you can get lost in there. I imagine it. It's like when you go to New York City for the first time, you just walk around with your head up, looking around, and people know you're not a regular in the store.
Exactly. I definitely had the big tourist gaze all over my face as I was going from thing to thing. Fortunately, we had a tour guide with us, Brandon, who's part of the family but works in H Mart. Yeah. Was laughing along the whole time we were in the store.
Yeah. You mentioned in the article the important thing is to not be afraid to ask. So you really kind of need maybe a tour guide.
You know, not only there, but some of the other markets too, the people that own them or work in them, and then also the customers. They're more than happy to tell you what these things are, why they're buying them. You know, and what I would do is go from basket to basket and look what other people were buying and ask them what they were going to do with it when they got home. And people were really friendly and willing to explain some of their recipes or some of their favorites.
Mm-hmm. And watch out for the juice packet. It's not really a juice packet.
No, that was, it sure looked good, though. It's like if I had a glass and some ice, it's like all those ripe fruits and stuff in the front of that package turned out to be laundry soap. We had to smell it anyway. It was smelling really good, but it probably didn't taste so hot.
All right, now to the fish market. They've got fish sausages, which sound great. I don't think I've ever had a fish sausage.
And it was the first time I'd had one, and they make them out of all kinds of different fishes. These sausages, sometimes they're fried up or stewed. They put them into different kinds of soups. Sometimes they just stir-fry them and put them alongside a bunch of vegetables with rice, all kinds of different stuff. They have different spices. Most of them are tamed with different kinds of seaweed or kind of like an anise-like taste to them. But they were good. They were really good. They didn't have a real strong taste at all, and they're definitely not greasy.
Over at the fish department, which I guess, you know, that's what the Asian menu seems to be built around, all kinds of varieties over there. So, you know, I guess short of being like Seattle where they're throwing fish across the room, as it lays there in the case, it's pretty amazing to see.
that was definitely the star of the show there, and that's what sets this market off from all the others. And you're absolutely right. You know, when I was in Seattle, I'm a huge fish lover, and it was just heaven to see the public market and be able to pick and choose things that you really can't get. I was amazed at the variety of stuff, and then also that they've got really top-notch fishmongers there. So you can buy whole pompanos, whole salmon, whole parrotfish, and then you give it to the monger, tell them what you want to do with it, and they'll prepare it any way you like. If you want it, you know, filleted a certain way, or skinned or not skinned, or head-on, head-off, they knew exactly what they were doing there. But it was the variety of things, of very fresh fish. These people are really picky about what they put out for their customers. It's, you know, almost all sashimi quality. So it's a place that you can go to get that you really can't get anywhere else here in the metro area.
Hey, Dave, I'm looking at some of the photographs that are in the magazine that accompanied the article, specifically the fish, and just scanned over there to the yellowtail and the parrot and the catfish. The prices are amazingly low. I'm a little surprised.
I was too, you know, and there are places where you can get deals and stuff. Mm-hmm. Seattle Fish delivers to most of the stores here in the Denver metro area, so the right. prices are fairly consistent. But for $7, $8 a pound, you know, you can walk away with some really fresh stuff. If you get the things that are very prepared and truly are sashimi ready, and those are under cellophane wrappers and stuff, you're paying a little bit more for the pound for the labor. But just for fresh fish, I have to admit, it's a good deal. I don't own the store. I'm not, you know, hawking them because I kind of taken this. We just have to admit that we were all very impressed with the place.
All right.
Dave Perry is the editor of Aurora Magazine. The article is called Local Taste of Asia in the February issue. And where's this article posted?
That's at theauroramagazine.com.
Theauroramagazine.com.
And we're also the Aurora Sentinel newspaper, so there's links to there through AuroraSentinel.com as well.
Well done. Thanks for your tour guide work there. We're hungry.
Sure thing, guys. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks.